News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
Kind of ironic they're talking about common sense and then it's time for us to talk. So I don't know how that transitions too well. My name is Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig with me. Kind of show me the ropes and holding my hand here the first few weeks so we can start to deliver you a show that you'll really be happy to wake up to every morning, and hopefully we're already there. I know we've got a lot of things we've already prepared for this hour, including COVID update is on the way.
Yep.
That's going to be ongoing, obviously. That's something that you've been kind of digging deep on,
mm-hmm.
and more on that on the way, and more pretty good news, right?
Yeah, we'll talk COVID numbers as we do every morning here on Mobile Mornings, and also the municipal elections from around our area yesterday. We'll give a short breakdown on that, but then coming up at the beginning of the 8 o'clock hour, we'll go in depth with AL.com's John Sharp about those elections yesterday. Some surprises, some non-surprises, a little bit of a grab bag of everything from those elections yesterday, and then of course coming up later in the show, we'll talk some about what happened last night at the Republican National Convention and what's going to happen tonight and the rest of the week there.
65, a lot smoother on the way in today. I come southbound from Spring Hill Avenue to Airport Boulevard. It was a few days, a couple of weeks ago, where it was like you were playing paintball on the way to work as you're getting gravel smacked around on your windshield. Not as much the case right now. Checking traffic right now with Kane. Speaking of that.
Good morning, everyone, from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department on the scene at Andrews Street and Donald Street. That's going to be one without injuries. I-10 eastbound between Theodore Dawes Road and Highway 90. You've got an accident with injuries. Daphne, Fairhope, Spanish Fort, you're checking in accident 3. Book a service and spend the day at the pool. It's your time to pamper yourself and your wallet at the spa at the Battle House in downtown Mobile. Enjoy 20% off any 50-minute or more treatment Tuesday through Thursday in September. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect scattered showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures around 90 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, isolated showers and thunderstorms, lows in the upper 70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Not all homes are the same, and neither are all pest control companies. Wildlife Solutions Pest Management has built their business on relationships. A local independent dealer using higher quality products to get better results. Treating indoor and outdoor pests, including mosquitoes, roaches, and fleas. If you're tired of the big bug guys raising prices and lowering their service, call the local experts, Wildlife Solutions Pest Management, 654-6777. Wildlife Solutions Pest Management.
Good morning, y'all. It is 9 minutes after 6. It is Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan. That's me, Dalton Arwig. And
that's me.
That's you. No escaping it. There's times when we would like to escape who we are because of actions that we've been accused of doing, or actually someone has seen us pull some shenanigans, but it's been a while for me. I'm okay being Dan Brennan. COVID numbers are looking like what right now, Dalton?
They continue to look better. Of course, we're not out of the woods, and experts say we won't be out of the woods for who knows how long, but as of right now, after hitting peaks, things are looking better, Dan, and we'll start nationally where there's 5,750,000 total cases of coronavirus, and over 170,000 have died now due to COVID-19. Nationally, the number of daily new cases continues to fall, and the good news is I've been saying that for a few weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
We're averaging around what we were averaging for new cases on June 30th. Now, the last 2 days in a row, we've seen the lowest daily numbers since June 23rd. The number of hospitalized patients nationally is low as it's been since July 5th, and the percentage of people testing positive also as low as it's been in 2 months. Around 600
What is that percentage, by the way? Can I ask you that?
I checked the daily numbers. Yesterday, it was down to 6.1%, and it's been dropping like a point a tenth of a percentage every day for the last several days. Like on Friday, I think we were around 6.5% overall positivity rate.
We being who?
The nation.
The nation.
As a whole. Now, the site I use, it doesn't have the seven-day average for that daily percent positive. And that's what you really want are the more long-range analysis. And but if you look at it, that's probably right around where we were averaging, 6.1-6.2%. Now, there were times when America was over 10% positivity rate, and there were times here in Alabama where we were over 24% mm-hmm. positivity rate. To see that drop right around 6% nationally is fantastic news. And around 680,000 tests are being performed daily. Unfortunately, that's 140,000 fewer than our peak in testing back at the end of July. My theory, maybe fewer people feeling outwardly ill and don't feel the need to go get the test, and maybe there were a lot of really I know there's a lot of paranoid people, but some really paranoid people that may have been going and getting tested over and over again, and now that this thing has dragged on for months, maybe fewer of those people going out to get tested. But we are testing fewer than we have been in the past.
So you've divided the paranoid people into two. There's also a subgroup.
Yeah, on the paranoid scale, there's a few subgroups. There's some that are just a little paranoid, like I am. I might be more middle of the road on this whole thing.
Yeah, but you told me, I wouldn't say you're paranoid, but since you have a little baby, you've got another one on the way. I mean, somebody offered you a chance to go out to dinner or something. Was it your parents?
Yeah, it was my parents a few weeks ago.
Your answer to them was, heck no.
Yeah, and part of that was worried about the virus, being around other. But mostly it was about, we have an 18-month-old, right?
Yeah.
She does not like to sit down for dinners in public places.
I got it.
But definitely the COVID played a factor in that also.
When you told me the story, it seemed like COVID was the overriding factor in that.
It was the excuse I used. this week, America's averaging fewer than 1,000 deaths per day for the first time since July 29th. And, hopefully we'll see that number continue to fall, along with the lower number of cases and hospitalizations. You look at the state, 110,954 confirmed cases for Alabama and 1,959 have died from COVID-19. And yesterday, a strange day on the Alabama Department of Public Health dashboard. So you look as a whole across the state, the number of new cases is around what we were seeing 2 months ago, but only 185 new cases added yesterday.
In the entire state?
In the entire state, 185 new cases. Now, the ADPH did put out a little bit of a press release. They said the number of cases reported today are low. They've been informed that a lab providing reports to them had connectivity problems earlier in the day. They were apparently sending those files in a different form. So they said those numbers will be reflected in today, being Wednesday, today's case counts. So the case counts low for yesterday, 185. And we're now averaging just under 8,000 tests per day. That's about 5,000 lower than our peak last week. But another data issue there as well. Yesterday, only 3,500 tests registered after 814 on Monday. Those are really low numbers. So I'm thinking there was a reporting issue there as well. Current hospitalizations and daily deaths across Alabama, the lowest they've been in over a month. And then you look here locally, Mobile and Baldwin counties, we got caught up in that data issue yesterday. Only 5 new cases for Mobile and 17 for Baldwin County. Mobile now averaging 62 cases per day. Baldwin County, 28 per day. It's right around what we were seeing at the end of June. Hospitalizations, the lowest they've been in over a month. And we have been seeing anywhere from 2 to 3 deaths per day locally since mid-July. But Mayor Sandy Stimson, last night in his email newsletter, which I encourage everyone to sign up for because it's got great information. He said, I'm encouraged by the downward trend of positive cases. We've seen a decrease in COVID positive patients, hospitalizations, and COVID ICU patients. So some good news all around, except for that pesky data issue that they keep having at the Alabama Department of Public Health. That skews the numbers, makes it a little more difficult to figure out what we're working with.
Speaking of numbers, South Alabama, University of South Alabama has now got their own dashboard. You can check that out, see what's going on there. Their numbers are not nearly what we saw in Tuscaloosa or at Auburn. Right now, South Alabama with 58 students that have tested positive and 5 employees, so that's 63 total. So that is minuscule in comparison to some of the other major universities.
Yeah, and Alabama and Auburn have been getting all the COVID talk over the last week. Alabama now, they're up to 566 positives after, I think, fewer than 50 came on campus with the virus. And then, and I don't even know if they came on campus. If they tested positive, I'd hope they'd stayed at home before heading to campus. And then at Auburn, their main campus has 202 students that have tested positive and 5 employees. The cumulative count there is up to 500. 1,745. So in the grand scheme of the thousands and thousands of kids that are at both those universities, that number is small, but it is something to keep an eye on as this semester gets started.
Yeah, it's small. Will it stay small, right? That's the whole thing about the virus is how quickly will it spread and what's the behavior that needs to be enforced to keep those numbers, you know, relatively harmless.
Yeah, after the virus made its way to America, it just started with a handful of people over here, and of course it's grown into what it is now.
Amazing. Back to normal at some point, I suppose. Sports is back. That's kind of normalized our lives a little bit. What you got?
Yeah, where did the Sun Belt Conference coaches rank South Alabama's football team in preseason polls? I'll let you know coming up in sports.
On the way.
This is Paul Lewis, General Manager of Roy Lewis Construction. In 1984, our founding principles were to provide a quality product, build quality relationships, and invest in our employees and community. That's who we are today. We specialize in remodeling and new construction in commercial and industrial applications, restaurants, professional offices, churches, and retail. Your success as a client is our mission, building legacies one relationship at a time. Find us online at roylewisconstruction.com.
Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Pepper spray provided the perfect cover for a criminal in Foley. Police say at least one person started spraying the pepper spray inside a TJ Maxx store, prompting employees and shoppers to evacuate. The thieves were then able to quickly steal from the store. They got away by blending into the crowd. In Fairhope, Mayor Karen Wilson will not get a second term. Wilson lost to challenger Sherry Sullivan in a four-person race on Tuesday. Sullivan got 58% of the vote, while Wilson was second place with 25%. Sullivan worked as a city employee for nearly two decades before she was fired by Wilson in 2017. Embattled Spanish Fort Mayor Mike McMillan is headed for a runoff to keep his job. The mayor, with a criminal harassment trial looming, came out on top in Tuesday's election with 45% of the vote. He will face second place finisher Rebecca Cornelius in a runoff on October 6th. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Have you been harassed by sun rays while driving home from work? Did you get hot in traffic through no fault of your own? If so, you need to call the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting, 802-1234. There's no need to continue applying sunscreen to just the left side of your body. Let a quality ceramic, no-fault, lifetime guaranteed tint from ProTint protect you today. Call 802-1234. The work provided by the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting is equal to, and in fact, greater than, the work performed at other window tint places.
Good morning, 619 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. South Alabama will kick off the NCAA football season against Southern Miss a week from tomorrow. I keep saying that because I think it's so cool that South will have the first game of this 2020 season.
Well, count me asleep at the wheel because that came up in conversation yesterday. We were on a break or something, and that was news to me. So, and it's going to be televised?
Yeah. Well, we assume it'll be. I'm sure ESPN will carry it.
You would think.
And UAB against Central Arkansas, that starts at the same time. But they better pick South over UAB for ESPN, the main network,
well,
right?
Central Arkansas, come on.
Yeah, that's not going to be a game. But the South Alabama Southern Miss one should be. Yesterday, the Sun Belt Conference announced its preseason all Sun Belt football teams and conference rankings as voted on by the 10 Sun Belt head coaches and selected media representatives. Troy linebacker and former McGill Toolin star Carlton Marshall was named the conference's preseason defensive player of the year.
I love that kid, and his mom and dad both work over at Spring Hill Toyota. No, they work over at AutoNation Honda, and I would spend all my time. I would get my car serviced on
On purpose?
On purpose.
You'd break things intentionally so you could go to the...
to talk football with them, but he was undersized coming out of high school. A lot of people were like, I don't know. Great. He was a great high school player. He was just a little bit short. And look at him now.
He's dominant now.
He's incredible.
And he's on track to have a career in the NFL. Last year as a sophomore, Marshall had 126 tackles. That's the most by a Troy player since the year 2000.
He's an amazing player.
Really good. University of South Alabama linebacker Riley Cole was the only Jaguar to make the preseason list. He was named to the conference's preseason second defensive team. The coaches also predicted the season standings. South Alabama received one vote to finish first in the Sun Belt's West Division, but they come in ranked third behind Arkansas State at number two and Louisiana Lafayette at number one. In the East Division, Appalachian State received 9 of 10 first-place votes. They're followed by Georgia Southern and Troy. Former Ole Miss basketball player and on-court troublemaker Marshall Henderson is returning to his alma mater. You remember Marshall Henderson?
Come again now?
Marshall Henderson. He is the bane of some Auburn fans' existence. Back in 2013, he hit game-winning free throws against them and then showboated in front of the crowd.
Oh, yeah, the basketball. Yeah,
also got in trouble with the law a couple times. But Ole Miss released a statement yesterday to announce that Henderson's set to join head coach Kermit Davis's coaching staff as a graduate manager. After he graduated from Ole Miss back in 2014, Henderson played basketball overseas in Italy, Qatar, and even Iraq.
Yeah, he went on to aggravate three other countries after leaving the United States.
That's why we pulled the troops, or started to pull the troops out of Iraq, because we had Henderson there to handle everything.
He was a pain in the neck.
He really was. During his two seasons at Ole Miss, he set an SEC record with 66 consecutive games with at least one made three-pointer. Also led Ole Miss to an SEC tournament title. And in the NHL, Andre Palat scored an overtime game winner for Tampa, putting the Lightning over the Boston Bruins and tying the Eastern Conference semifinal at one game apiece, and Vancouver crushed Vegas 5-2 to tie their Western Conference semifinal at one apiece. 622 FM Talk 106.5, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
You may be waking up not realizing who your mayor is or who your mayor is going to be. We're going to sort all that out on the way on FM Talk 106.5.
Dr. Bill Williams' weather update is brought to you by Sportsman's Marine, your Yamaha Repower headquarters with over 70 years of experience. Just like Yamaha, we know about reliability. Sportsman'sMarine.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect scattered showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures around 90 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, isolated showers and thunderstorms, lows in the upper 70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Fresh, local, that's Allegri Farm Market. With fresh produce daily straight from their farm to your table. Sneak out and catch this morning's pickings and bring home the goodness of the Baldwin County earth, rain, and sunshine. Seasonal fruits, vegetables, locally made products, dairy, shelled peas, and ready-to-cook casseroles. Allegri Farm Market helps make fresh meals easy and affordable. Just off I-10 and Daphne at Highway 181 and County Road 64. Open daily 8 to 6, Sundays 9 to 6. Fresh, local, delicious. Allegri Farm Market.
Hi, I'm Heather with OnSite Auto Solutions. Whether you have a fender bender, scratches and dents, or need auto or boat detailing, we can help. We combine affordable prices with excellent quality and top-notch service. Give us a call today, 209-6114.
Good morning from the Lotus CBD Traffic Center Mobile Police Department on the scene of an accident off of Andrew Street and Donald Street. That's going to be without injuries. I-10 eastbound between Theodore Dawes Road and Highway 90. You've got another accident with injuries. Fairhope Daphne to Spanish Fort looks good with no delays. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, where you can buy your next car all online. You secure the vehicle, financing and options, and then schedule a store pickup or home delivery. It's just that easy at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106. 6-5 traffic.
Good morning, y'all. Mobile Mornings, Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig. It is about 6:25. And a lot of you went to the polls yesterday. Here are some of those results.
Yeah, municipal elections. Aren't they great? Aren't they fun?
They're colorful.
They are colorful. And there's a lot to get to. And we'll be talking with John Sharp coming up at the beginning of the 8 o'clock hour to go into more detail on some of these races. But until then, I'll use his numbers from last night.
Okay.
And maybe the biggest news that came out of these municipal elections yesterday, voters in Fairhope selected Sherry Sullivan as the new mayor. She beat incumbent mayor, Karen Wilson, and she had 58% of the votes. Sullivan did. So no need for a runoff in that election. Sullivan, who was on the Jeff Poor Show last week, and Karen Wilson was as well, but Sullivan served as the former director of community affairs in Fairhope for 16 years before she was fired about 4 years ago by the woman she defeated last night, Karen Wilson. So that was a pretty big win for Sherry Sullivan in Fairhope yesterday.
That's what local elections are all about.
Yep.
You know, towns aren't that big. Everybody knows each other. And in that case, it actually, you know, got closer than that. Worked for it and was fired by one to the other.
Yeah, some drama there.
Yep.
And I had a friend from Fairhope who thought that might happen. So since my ear was to the ground, I thought that might happen as well. But Sherry Sullivan wins mayor in Fairhope. Daphne, you've got a runoff coming up between two businessmen. City Councilman Robin Lejeune finished with 48 more votes than Steve Carey, so those two will be heading to a runoff on October the 6th. You had some incumbent mayors win last night. In Gulf Shores, Robert Kraft kept his seat. Orange Beach, Tony Kennan will keep his seat as the mayor. And in Bay Minette, incumbent mayor Bob Wills had an easy win over challenger Harry Stills III. Spanish Fort mayor Mike McMillan, the incumbent mayor there, he's headed to a runoff on October 6th. He finished with 45.8% of the vote and will be challenged by Rebecca Cornelius, who received about 29% of the vote. McMillan seeking a third term in office and has faced some controversy after being charged with a misdemeanor harassment offense for allegedly slapping a city employee. Some of the other races from our area, City of Foley has a new mayor, Ralph Helmich. He's a member of the Foley City Council and mayor pro tem since 2012. He defeated Libertarian candidate Aaron Bicca to become the mayor of Foley. Robertsdale, incumbent mayor Charles Murphy, won his eighth term to office. He defeated two challengers. Bayou LaBattery and Sims will each have new mayors. In Sims, challenger Brandon Van Hook defeated incumbent mayor David Baker, 64% to 36%. In Bayou LaBattery, Henry Barnes defeated Daryl Elliott Steiner Jr., 59% to 41%. In Chickasaw, Councilman Barry Broadhead will face William Bill Vallon in a runoff. And in Pritchard, with nine candidates in the mix, there's going to be a runoff between incumbent mayor Jimmy Gardner and Councilman Lorenzo Martin. And then a story we've been following here at FM Talk 106.5. Shakisha Clemens, who made national headlines back in 2018 when she was arrested inside a Waffle House in Saraland. She was running for City Council District 4, but she did not make it into that runoff. You've got George McCall Jr. and Samantha Richardson in that race.
Good job, Dalton. There's a lot to cover right there. Dr. Bill covering all things in the Gulf of Mexico and our weather headed toward the weekend. That's on the way next on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Pepper spray provided the perfect cover for a criminal in Foley. Police say at least one person started spraying the pepper spray inside a TJ Maxx store, prompting employees and shoppers to evacuate. The thieves were then able to quickly steal from the store. They got away by blending into the crowd. In Fairhope, Mayor Karen Wilson will not get a second term. Wilson lost to challenger Sherry Sullivan in a four-person race on Tuesday. Sullivan got 58% of the vote, while Wilson was second place with 25%. Sullivan worked as a city employee for nearly two decades before she was fired by Wilson in 2017. Embattled Spanish Fort Mayor Mike McMillan is headed for a runoff to keep his job. The mayor, with a criminal harassment trial looming, came out on top in Tuesday's election with 45% of the vote. He will face second place finisher Rebecca Cornelius in a runoff on October 6th. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
What is all this?
My new hobby, beach fishing.
Hand me one of those gummy, wormy thingies.
I'm not leaving until I catch something fabulous and suitable for framing.
You don't actually frame a fish, you mount a fish.
You're not the boss of me.
Let me at least put some SPF 45 on you.
I'm already covered with SPF Jack Green.
Okay, I'll bite.
SPF is my stuff protection factor.
Stuff protection?
Jack Green has been in the insurance business over 30 years, and he protects all my stuff. My luxury vehicle, Reinhold's new truck, the condo. Maybe he'll insure my catch of the day.
I don't think he covers fish.
Oh my, I've hooked something big.
I think you hooked someone.
Oh dear.
You got that liability umbrella, right?
You betcha.
It's good.
I think I'm gonna need it.
Call Jack Green today. See how much money he can save you.
And still protect all your stuff. Ask for Jack.
The Jack Green Insurance Agency in Mobile. 344-5393.
Recently, a new client called me and started by saying, "Mr. Morgan, I really need your help, but I'm just a nobody." Those words stunned me, and I immediately called him back. And we're now helping him and his family after a terrible accident. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Everybody who comes to our firm at their time of need is a somebody. I grew up poor, but my grandmother was like a queen to us. At Morgan & Morgan, our goal is to level the playing field for you and your family at your time of need. The insurance company has unlimited money and resources. You need a firm who can fight them toe-to-toe. For right at 30 years, we have fought them in courtrooms throughout America. Our results speak for themselves. And always remember this, everybody is a somebody, and nobody is a nobody. Visit forthepeople.com to learn about our firm, Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than others. Patrick Montgomery responsible for this ad.
The Biden campaign released a statement that reads in part.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's address to the Republican National Convention triggers some controversy.
Secretary Pompeo's speech was taped in Jerusalem during one of his official diplomatic trips through the region. The Biden campaign released a statement that reads in part, Secretary Pompeo's decision to address the Republican convention from Jerusalem isn't just an abuse of taxpayer dollars. It undermines the critical work being done by the State Department. And there were also criticisms that Pompeo's convention speech violates the Hatch Act that forbids federal officials from participating in partisan events while on duty. Using Jerusalem as the backdrop for his speech highlighted the Trump administration's decision.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. The owner of King's Food Markets and Balducci's has filed for bankruptcy despite surging grocery sales. KBUS Holdings, a parent company of the two supermarket chains, says the pandemic-fueled sales boost has provided a brief respite from its liquidity challenges. It added that the pandemic will not persist indefinitely and has created uncertainty in unprecedented circumstances. KB operates 35 grocery stores in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Virginia, and Maryland. The company employs more than 2,900 people. Third-party logistics provider DHL Supply Chain will hire 7,000 workers through the end of 2020 as it prepares for a typically peak shopping season along with a pandemic. The move is intended to help meet an anticipated surge in demand in the fourth quarter as the Ohio-based DHL Supply Chain deploys the additional workers alongside previous investments in technology and infrastructure. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a mixed open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No. Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Alabama, it's our home. And right now, our home needs your help. To improve the future of Alabama, we all have to take the census. It could mean $13 billion in funding for our state and make sure our voice is heard in Washington. And it takes every one of us. It's your right. Take the census now at my2020census.gov.
Weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Always good to have the good doctor aboard. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Well, good morning, Dan.
How are things for us and how are things for those along the Texas-Louisiana line? I guess those are two different stories, huh?
Indeed. We're in good shape compared to what's in store for Louisiana and eastern Texas here in the next 24 hours. Hurricane Laura now is, it's in the northern Gulf and moving into the northwestern Gulf right now. And it has intensified, continues to intensify, and it is now at least up to 110 miles per hour, but it will become a Category 3 very soon. And there's a good chance it will become a Category 4 just before landfall, with winds possibly up to then 130 miles per hour. The landfall now looks like it'll be right along the border between Texas and Louisiana. And the folks just to the east of that border, like Lake Charles and Cameron, they'll get most likely the brunt of this this storm. And the arrival on the coast will be just after midnight, very, very early morning hours tomorrow. And then it will track on up through western Louisiana. But it's going to take, it's going to carry hurricane force winds well into western Louisiana tomorrow. And eventually, as we get on into late Friday, and well, early and late Friday, we're going to see the storm move up to Arkansas and then on up into southeast Missouri, and then it'll turn and head on across Tennessee and Kentucky and eventually to the east coast over the weekend. And of course, it'll be a tropical depression as it crosses through Tennessee, Kentucky, and so on. But it's a major hurricane, and what it means here for the Gulf Coast, well, that storm is going to be far away from us. Even right now, out over the Gulf, it's a considerable distance, although we're picking it up now, the edge of it on radar. But it looks like we're going to see some rough seas over the on the coastal areas for the next couple of days, and that means it's you want to stay out of the waters, a good chance, and for those rip currents. And we're going to see showers and thunderstorms. This storm is going to bring in a lot of moist air. We're already feeling it, but there's more to come. Even when it gets on up into Arkansas and Tennessee, it will continue to bring all of this moisture up into our area. So very high humidity. For example, today, the high will be around 90 degrees. But the heat index could be as high as 107. It's an indication of how moist the air is, and we'll see some scattered shower and thunderstorm activity off and on through the day. Tonight, a slight chance for some showers around tonight, and another warm night, the low being in the upper 70s. And then tomorrow, again, a few showers and thunderstorms, high in the upper 80s, and that heat index up around at least a 105. Looking ahead now to Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, mostly cloudy each day, a very good chance for showers and a few thunderstorms, very humid, and temperatures in the upper 80s. So the weekend, we'll be dodging showers, and it's going to be very uncomfortable to be outside with the high humidity.
Well, compared to facing this storm head-on, Dr. Bill, I'll take that humidity and those showers and be happy with it. I have I've seen some comparisons, and even the governor of Louisiana, John Bel Edwards, comparing this storm to Hurricane Rita, which hit the Louisiana coast 15 years ago. Do you kind of agree with that? And take us back in the time machine with this Hurricane Rita.
Yeah, if it gets to a Category 4, Rita was a very powerful hurricane, and it moved into right over Cameron, Louisiana. Cameron was the town that was completely destroyed back in 1957 with 500 fatalities. But when Rita went across it, there were no fatalities. Everybody left. And I assume they will do that again, because Cameron will be in the worst part of the hurricane.
So Rita was the same year as Katrina?
Yeah.
Wow.
Amazing. I mean, two incredible storms in the Gulf, fortunately not at the same time. But Katrina hit the central coast, Rita later on, and hit Cameron and southwest Louisiana. Mm. And both those storms were very powerful.
I don't know how I forgot that they were the same year, except for the fact that Katrina is the one that everybody continually talks about historically. That's incredible. Anything else that you're seeing that we should have any concern about down the road?
Right now it's quiet across the tropical Atlantic. There are some potential tropical waves that are moving across Africa and will be coming out over the waters. But right now we've got a little bit of a break as we watch what goes on here in the Gulf.
Staff Meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Great to be working with you again, Doctor, and we will talk in about 1 hour.
Okay, Dan.
How about that? Katrina and Rita were the same year. I don't know how I don't remember that. I was doing radio at the time, and we were having the same sort of conversations at the time, but I would have missed that one on Jeopardy.
Yeah, and I guess the reason, of course, we've all heard and talked about Katrina for years, but the death toll for Katrina was so much higher than the one for Hurricane Rita, and you heard Dr.
Bill
say about the evacuations, and coming up here in just a few minutes, I'll tell you what they're planning on doing right now regarding those evacuations in Texas and in Louisiana.
Very good. Kane, with your ride in right now.
Good morning from the Lotus CBD Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department still there at Andrews Street and Donald Street and I-10 between Theodore Dawes Road and Highway 90. Both those accidents into clearing stages. We look good from Daphne and Spanish Fort with no delays across the Bayway and northbound 65 for Pritchard, Chickasaw to Saraland. This Friday, August 28th, it's Test and Tune Drag Racing at US 90 Dragway in Irvington. Kids 12 and under are free. Find out more on Facebook and at us90dragway.net. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Retirement. It could be the best years of your life. You'll finally get to do what you want to do. Travel, golf, spend time with the grandkids, or just relax at home. But you have to plan for it. Start by tuning in to Andrew McNair of Swan Capital every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say. Make retirement the best time of your life. Tune in every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
I'm just glad there's no storm named Karen this year. Karen's taken enough of a beating without having a hurricane named after her. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig. Dr. Bill Williams letting us know what he knows, what he thinks, and basically it looks like the state line of Texas and Louisiana, once again, which historically has been hit a good bit, is basically in the line for Laura.
Yeah, exactly. And just a few days ago, as this thing was forming in the Gulf, Dr. Bill said, well, it looks like it could become a Category 3 hurricane. And now they're saying, and Dr. Bill is saying, most importantly, that it could become a Category 4 storm and should make landfall overnight, early tomorrow morning. But, you know, we discussed Hurricane Rita and how they evacuated parts of Louisiana, and there was a very low death toll for Hurricane Rita, and right now there are thousands and thousands of people evacuating the Gulf Coast from as far west as Beaumont, Texas, Galveston, Port Arthur, Texas. 385,000 residents were told to evacuate from those areas, and then another 200,000 ordered to leave that low-lying Calcasieu Parish in southwestern Louisiana. They said forecasters are expecting as much as 13 feet of storm surge topped by waves, and that could submerge whole communities. So the evacuations are ongoing, and it's interesting because, remember, just a month or two ago, we were wondering, in the middle of this pandemic, if we get hit with another national disaster, what happens? And so this is the first major evacuation. Of course, there's been evacuations out on the West Coast for those California fires, but evacuating for a hurricane during this pandemic, the good news is numbers are looking better right now nationwide and in the South for the COVID-19 numbers, but still something to keep an eye on as all these residents evacuate.
Yeah, and then what effect will it have on the energy industry,
yeah,
oil and gas, and all the refineries down there. Anytime something comes up into the Gulf Coast of Louisiana, Texas, You have those concerns, too.
Yeah, you got to think the workers left those rigs at least yesterday or a couple days ago as they prepare for the storm to enter their area.
COVID-19, hurricanes and all that. But Dalton and I will tell you, it ain't all bad. I've got an it ain't all bad story this morning. About 11 years ago, a young girl and her dad up in Chicago, Chicago suburb, they started this thing called Books for Cause. And what they would do, they would see textbooks that were not used after 1 year. And they were like, well, that's a waste, right?
Yeah.
And what they did was, Books for Cause sent thousands of books and donated them to, it now feels like 110 libraries in Africa.
Wow.
So these were books that were basically were discarded, filling libraries in another continent. Now, fast forward, did you say something about a pandemic around here?
Yeah.
So we have that going on. And like so many during the pandemic, they shifted their pivoted, and they've opened up a free library in the Chicago area. 1,000 books inside, every book completely free. The kids can just come in and get it. You know, kids got a lot of time on their hands right now, too, obviously.
Yeah.
I don't know what the state of schooling in Chicago is right now, but so many are closed or virtual or whatever. The store is open a few hours every day, Monday through Friday. And if you would like to find out more about this, so again, their focus was Africa, and now their focus is simply the kids in and around Chicago to have free books. You can go to online Books for Cause, and that's the number 4, Books for Cause. And if you want to donate, if you want to find out more about something like that, it's nice to see people in the middle of a blank storm that, you know, taking the time to try and do something positive.
No doubt about that. Lots of people doing a lot of good right now across America.
Nice to see. It is 6:47. What's up in sports?
Well, a pitcher threw the first no-hitter of the MLB season last night, and an NBA star makes history. More coming up in sports.
Sounds good.
One of the simplest ways a business can help increase workplace protection and safety is by installing plexiglass barriers to create a physical separation between employees and the public. These acrylic partitions are made locally at Alpha Plastics in Mobile. They have the materials on hand to produce any size partition, including your cutouts if needed, for use in schools, restaurants, cashiers, and reception areas, even portable shields needed for client meetings that are outside the office. Hey, skip the long wait of ordering online or from out of state. Alpha Plastics clear acrylic shields are stronger than glass, but much lighter, easier to move, and can remain a permanent protective barrier for years to come. And they're affordable, helping you get your business open, and stay safe. Call Alpha Plastics today at 471-1130. That's 471-1130. Alpha Plastics, your local social distancing source.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Pepper spray provided the perfect cover for a criminal in Foley. Police say at least one person started spraying the pepper spray inside a TJ Maxx store, prompting employees and shoppers to evacuate. The thieves were then able to quickly steal from the store. They got away by blending into the crowd. In Fairhope, Mayor Karen Wilson will not get a second term. Wilson lost to challenger Sherry Sullivan in a four-person race on Tuesday. Sullivan got 58% of the vote, while Wilson was second place with 25%. Sullivan worked as a city employee for nearly two decades before she was fired by Wilson in 2017. Embattled Spanish Fort Mayor Mike McMillan is headed for a runoff to keep his job. The mayor, with a criminal harassment trial looming, came out on top in Tuesday's election with 45% of the vote. He will face second place finisher Rebecca Cornelius in a runoff on October 6th. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
In Alabama, we believe in the sanctity of life and support our pro-life values. But Senator Doug Jones's record doesn't reflect those beliefs. In Washington, Senator Jones joined Senate liberals like Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and voted against a bill to permanently ban taxpayer funding of abortion. Senator Jones supported federal funding for Planned Parenthood, the country's largest abortion provider. Senator Jones even voted against a bill banning late-term abortions after 20 weeks. It's time for Senator Jones to change course. Call Senator Doug Jones, 334-792-4924.
urge him to support S-1966, the Protecting Life and Taxpayers Act of 2019. Stop voting with Washington, D.C. liberals. Vote to end taxpayer funding of abortion. Paid for by One Nation. www.onenationamerica.org.
Good morning. 10 minutes until 7 on FM Talk 106.5. And right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report.
Yeah, this is when you're most excited, Dalton. I've noticed that.
Well, it's a lot more exciting than talking about COVID-19 or Category 4 hurricanes.
I understand, but yeah, I enjoy your enthusiasm during the sports report. I'll sit back and listen.
And I love talking about when somebody has a great game. Last night, Chicago White Sox right-hander Lucas Giolito, he threw the first no-hitter of the 2020 MLB season.
On 0-2 to right field, Adam Engel is there! A no-hitter! The 19th in White Sox history!
Giolito completely dominated the league-worst Pittsburgh Pirates. He struck out 13 batters and in only 101 pitches in his outing last night in Chicago.
Wow.
The only base runner that Giolito allowed came on a fourth-inning walk to Eric Gonzalez, and it was the first no-hitter for the White Sox since Philip Humber threw a perfect game back in 2012. Braves outfielders Ronald Acuna Jr. and Nick Markakis are returning to Atlanta's lineup for this week's series against the New York Yankees after they were activated from the injured list. The Braves reinstated Acuna and Markakis yesterday as a part of a series of roster moves. Acuna hasn't played since August 10th because of a lingering wrist issue, while Markakis was placed on the IL last week after being potentially exposed to COVID-19. The Braves also called up top pitching prospect Ian Anderson to start and make his major league debut. He was slated to start last night, but that game was postponed because of rain. Braves and Yankees slated to begin their makeup doubleheader today at 3 o'clock. Milwaukee Bucks star and reigning MVP Giannis Antetokounmpo has been named the NBA Defensive Player of the Year. Antetokounmpo won the award in a landslide, received 75 of 100 first-place votes. The 2019 NBA MVP becomes the fifth player to win both MVP and Defensive Player of the Year. He joins Kevin Garnett, Hakeem Olajuwon, Michael Jordan, and David Robinson. LA Lakers forward Anthony Davis came in second with 14 first-place votes, and Utah Jazz center Rudy Gobert finished third. The 25-year-old Antetokounmpo was the best defender on the best defensive team in the league in the Bucks. He averaged 13.5 rebounds, a block, and a steal in 30 minutes per game. Antetokounmpo also the favorite to win MVP again this season. Only Olajuwon and Jordan have won both the MVP and Defensive Player of the Year awards in the same season.
You should get an award for saying that name 5 times in that story.
I've been working on it for years now.
I'm not even gonna. I'm not going to even there.
What's his last name?
I don't know.
All right. Fine. We'll just call him Giannis.
Yes.
Last night in the association, the Denver Nuggets kept their season alive and avoided elimination by beating Utah 117-107. Denver guard Jamal Murray scored 33 of his team-high 42 points in the second half. The former Kentucky Wildcat has scored over 40 points 2 games in a row. And the LA Clippers set a franchise record for points at a playoff game, beating the Dallas Mavericks 154-111. Paul George broke out of a slump to lead the Clippers in scoring with 35. LA now has a 3-2 series lead in the best of 7 series. 6:53. That's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
COVID-19 and high school football we will discuss on the way.
This information update brought to you by Roy Lewis Construction, delivering unparalleled value and quality on new construction in commercial and industrial applications. Roy Lewis Construction, building legacies one relationship at a time. Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect scattered showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures around 90 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, isolated showers and thunderstorms, lows in the upper 70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron.
Good morning, Ron. It's Dave.
Dude, what did you do now?
Since the mask ordinance started, I thought it'd be a good idea for the kids to be creative and make their own. You know, keep them entertained and safe.
Dave, That sounds inventive and fun for the kids. I may even tell my son about that.
Well, they did such a great job that I shared a video of them wearing them on TikTok.
Sounds great, Dave.
No, it wasn't. Turns out they got into Mrs. Dave's top dresser drawer. Now, all our family and friends have seen the kids dancing around wearing the wife's unmentionables as face masks. I'm going to need something really nice to get out of this one.
I know we have a beautiful vintage black onyx stone in a white and gold setting. She'll love it. I'm sure Tony, our jeweler, still has her ring size on file. I have Tony get right on it.
Hopefully, you'll never be in the same situation as Dave. But when you want a unique, special gift for any occasion, your first choice should be Mobile Bay Coins.
Mobile Bay Coins, much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street, find them on Facebook and at MobileBayCoins.com. Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
From the Deep South Speedway Traffic Center, older accidents clearing at Andrew Street and Donald Street and I-10 eastbound between Theodore Dawes and Highway 90. We look great across to Bayway and the Causeway from the 1065 split from Rangeline, Halls Mill Road. You see heavier traffic southbound 65 near St. Stephen's Road. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne, and Tillman's Corner, they invite you in for lunch today with 7 wings and french fries, only $9.99. They've got their chicken Caesar salad, Philly cheesesteak, and more, all served to you by the world-famous Hooters girls till 3 p.m. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Speaking of Hooters, speaking of eating, you know, I'm good like all day long. Not much, an apple here and there. Mm-hmm. And then I eat like 8 pounds of junk when I'm watching Netflix at night. So I don't think I'm doing myself any favors. Enough of my consumption. If you would like to consume high school football, the best I can find as far as COVID and high school football and the standards and all that, it's pretty simple. I don't see anything other than simply we're being told by the authorities to, they're going to be selling limited tickets to games.
Mm-hmm.
You want to wear a mask if you're at the game, even though obviously you're outside.
Right.
And social distancing. So there's nothing, there's no breaking news on this aside from everybody just needs to actually do what they're being told.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, we had that issue with the Fairhope game that made national news last mm-hmm. week, but I always come back to they're kids, right? And what do you expect? It kind of comes down to that. Now, you'd like to see them do social distancing and masks and take it a little bit seriously, but when it's kids involved and when we're talking about these colleges, kids are going to do kid things, right? So we'll see if this week if there's a little more social distancing at the games.
Well, I guarantee you there's going to be social distancing at the Spanish Fort game since it's going to be on ESPN.
Oh, yeah, the main network.
The main ESPN. It's going to start at 6 o'clock, so it won't completely obliterate our audience for Williamson and Faith Academy on UTV 44, which is not ESPN. But anyway, high school football is back. Y'all be safe.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Pepper spray provided the perfect cover for a criminal in Foley. Police say at least one person started spraying the pepper spray inside a TJ Maxx store, prompting employees and shoppers to evacuate. The thieves were then able to quickly steal from the store. They got away by blending into the crowd. In Fairhope, Mayor Karen Wilson will not get a second term. Wilson lost to challenger Sherry Sullivan in a four-person race on Tuesday. Sullivan got 58% of the vote, while Wilson was second place with 25%. Sullivan worked as a city employee for nearly two decades before she was fired by Wilson in 2017. Embattled Spanish Fort Mayor Mike McMillan is headed for a runoff to keep his job. The mayor, with a criminal harassment trial looming, came out on top in Tuesday's election with 45% of the vote. He will face second place finisher Rebecca Cornelius in a runoff on October 6th. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Have you been harassed by sun rays while driving home from work? Did you get hot in traffic through no fault of your own? If so, you need to call the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting, 802-1234. There's no need to continue applying sunscreen to just the left side of your body. Let a quality ceramic no-fault lifetime guaranteed tint from ProTint protect you today. Call 802-1234. The work provided by the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting is equal to, and in fact, greater than, the work performed at other window
window tint places.
Hi, this is Cam Marston, host of What's Working, and I'm holding my bottle of Full Spectrum Water Soluble CBD that I bought from Joe Brown at your CBD store of West Mobile. I've put it in my coffee every day since I interviewed Joe and learned the value of CBD. Joe now offers personal shopping, curbside pickup, and free delivery. Find your CBD store of West Mobile.